Hello, and welcome to another podcast of Nauka Bez Granit's Learning Without Borders. Today, I'll be your host, Bjorn Ekman, and we'll be talking about Australia some more. The Great Barrier Reef is a beautiful coral reef, one of the largest in the world, and it can be found in Australia. But if you want to go, I suggest you go soon, because already half of the Great Barrier Reef, in fact more than half, has died in the last 27 years. About 24% of this damage has been caused by tropical cyclones, 21% by crown of thorn starfish outbreaks, and 5% by coral bleaching. That leaves just under 50% of healthy coral, but since these statistics were published, the death of the Great Barrier Reef has not been checked. So it may be your last chance to see it. And if you get a chance to go, I suggest you do, because later it will be more difficult. There are lots of Aboriginal games that children play. Among them is called one, which is called Boogala. Now, Boogala, can you say Boogala? Go ahead and try it. Boogala. Boogala. It's fun to find out what children around the world are playing. This is one where a ball made of sewn up kangaroo skin is thrown into the air. Now whoever catches it gets to be the team on the outside of a circle. There are two teams, one on the inside and one on the outside. One circle of children inside another one. The group in the center throws the ball in the air and tries to catch it. When a child from the outer circle catches the ball, the teams simply switch positions. The team that keeps the ball the longest is the winner. Now, about 200 million years ago is when the tectonic plate where Australia sits separated from the other continents. So as a result, the animals of Australia have evolved differently than animals elsewhere in the world. Marsupials around the world, that is animals that rear their young in a pouch when the young are very, very young, died out. Mammals around the world were more efficient at raising their young, and they outcompeted marsupials. But marsupials are still plentiful in Australia, and two of the most common are the koala and the kangaroo. Now, what's amusing about the koala is it's found a very interesting ecological niche because it spends most of its time in a eucalyptus tree. And you might know that the eucalyptus tree has poisonous leaves. And the koala's diet consists mostly of eucalyptus leaves. And the only way it can metabolize the nutrients from eucalyptus leaves is by moving as little as possible, eating constantly, and also peeing constantly. So if you're in Australia, don't stand directly under any koalas you may find. And remember, they're wild animals. Do not approach them, even though they look adorable. Of course, we also have kangaroos, and there are numerous kangaroos. In fact, they're so plentiful that it's entirely uncommon if you're out somewhere and you won't see one. But again, do not approach, because these are wild animals. They're not domesticated, and if they feel threatened, they will attack you. And kangaroos have very large claws that can slash and cut. And for that reason, just because they look adorable, don't approach them. A little bit about the history of Australia. Aborigines were the first immigrants who came from Asia at least 400,000 years ago. They also invented the boomerang, which is not a toy, but in fact a weapon for hunting and war. It also does not return. the toys return, but a traditional boomerang goes in a straight line, and it's designed to break the bones of the animal so it can't run away, so that the hunters can capture it and eat it. I'd like to say one more thing about Australia before we end this podcast. There's another game that children play. It's called Puliyuge. Can you say Puliyuge? Puliyuge. Puliyuge. It's a fun game. It's a kind of tag game where everybody stands arm's length apart in a field or indoors. And one person who's it has to chase the ball which the other children throw to each other. But the rules are you can't throw the ball back to the person who threw it to you, and you can't throw the ball to somebody who's directly next to you. If you manage to tag somebody who's holding the ball, you have to switch places with them, and then they are it, and the game continues. It's a really fun game. So, once again, my name is Bulan Ackman, and this has been another podcast of Nauka Bez Granitz, Learning Without Borders. Thank you for listening, and have a great day, or as they say in Australia, g'day, mate.